degrees. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com. Anywhere, the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories once again at 8:05. Half hour from now, it's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report with Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, as well as John McAtee, 2020 GAR President. WGCH two-setter time 7:51. Third Thursday of the month means State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich joins me. Senator, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. I know you want to talk about absentee balloting. I think I got mine in the mail. Probably a lot of people have already. Tell us what's the latest with voting this November.
Sure. Well, the absentee ballot application you got in the mail is just for the August primary.
Aha, okay.
So everybody needs to fill that out and send it in as quickly as possible because you have to then receive your absentee ballot in the mail and have time to submit that before August 11th. So don't wait. Get that in the mail ASAP. Now, the issue for absentee ballots for the November election is still unresolved, but I hope that we will resolve it in the next 12 days, because we have until July 31st, according to the Secretary of State, Denise Merrill. So we have been told that we will be back in session in Hartford in the next 2 weeks, and this is definitely on the list of issues that we're going to resolve, but just for this November election. So my prediction is that we will change the statute to allow everybody to vote by absentee ballot because of COVID for this November election. That's good news, but it's only a Band-Aid. It's just a temporary fix to what we really need to do, which is update our election statutes in general so that we are not the outlier in the country. We're one of only 5 states in the country that allows neither early voting nor no excuse mail-in ballots, and we really need to change that.
All right. Obviously, I didn't read my ballot to know it was for the primaries, but will people get also absentee ballot applications then in advance of November? Is that yet to be determined?
Well, the Secretary of State, Denise Merrill, has said she intends to do that, but we need to confirm, the legislature needs to confirm that. So that's what we'll be voting on in the next 2 weeks. So yes, I believe that will be the outcome, that people will get an absentee ballot application for the November election. Now, again, that requires commitment and action by every voter, because they can't just receive the absentee ballot application. They have to fill out the application. They have to mail it back. They have to do so in a timely manner so that they then receive the actual ballot in the mail. So it's multi-step process, and of course it first requires that a person be registered to vote. If they're not registered to vote, they will not receive an absentee ballot application. So everybody needs to register and really pay attention to this process. It's also, there are important details to note. If someone is a first-time voter registering, they need to provide a form of ID. The ID has to be placed inside the outer envelope, not inside the ballot envelope. There are lots of complicated details that people need to be aware of in order to make sure that their vote is counted.
All right, so the special session next week, in terms of the voting part of it, is just going to be on absentee for this fall. It's not going to be, let's take care, like you mentioned, it's a Band-Aid this time around. You'd like to see a longer-term solution, but that's not coming in the special session, or is it?
Correct. No, that I don't think that is coming in the special session. I have confirmed that. I'm disappointed by that, because I think this is an opportunity to actually update our election laws and, as I said, become consistent with 45 other states in the nation, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So we're just going to get a temporary fix this November election.
Okay, so what else will be taken up during this special session, presumably next week?
That is going to be the police accountability bill.
We
are hosting Can you hear me?
You dropped out for a couple seconds. I'll ask the question to Ben about what else at the special session besides voting.
The other big issue that we are going to deal with, at the special session is the Police Accountability Bill. And I am vice chair of the Judiciary Committee. We are having an informational hearing, a listening session on that bill this Friday. Anybody can listen. Anybody can participate. It is open to the public. It's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. this Friday. And anybody can make their comments about the draft bill, which was released to the public last Thursday. So that will be an informational listening session, and then presumably the final version of the bill will be ready, and that's what we will vote on.
Okay. Any concerns about health and standards for safety up at the special session where you're all going to gather for the first time in months?
I'm always concerned about health and safety, but everybody that I've come in contact with so far takes safety very seriously. We always wear masks. We keep 6 feet of distance. We wipe our hands. We try not to touch things in common. So, I'm confident that my colleagues will certainly comply with what we now know we all have to do to keep one another safe.
All right. No hugging. Maybe an elbow bump. I don't know. Can we do an elbow bump, or is that too close? I don't know.
I have done a few elbow bumps,
I'll admit.
All but right, no good. Hugging.
Okay, good. All right. State Senator Alexandra Kasser joining me. She does the third Thursday of each month. Senator, thanks very much for your time this morning. Stay well and healthy, and look forward to next month's wrap-up of the special session. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Tony. Take care. Okay. Bye.
Bye. State Senator Alexandra Kasser joins us third Thursday of each month. Next Thursday, it will be fourth Thursday of the month, is State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich.